America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Is there anything to be learned from that last night? Yeah, I mean, you do learn from your past sometimes.
Yeah, of course. I mean, that was a bad turnover, so how I said, I take responsibility for it. Accountability, I guess, is the best word. And I just want to move forward. I don't want to be any distraction to our team. The guys know how I feel about them in here, and it was a bad play. So how I said, I take the accountability and... already moving forward.
Jones and Keefe here on WEEI. Tier Tuesday just wrapped it up. NFL tiers. Did those for the first time in a few weeks. You want to check them out? Keefe tweeted them out at Keefe21 on social media, at Jones and Keefe as well. You can find it there. Also on the Odyssey app, AUDACY. Get that on your phone. It's free. It's easy. Take it with you wherever you go. You can find it on YouTube as well. Just subscribe to WEEI. That was David Pastrnak yesterday, Keefe.
Yeah.
I'll give Jim Montgomery, and you be sure to let me know if you got any new scuttlebutt you're hearing on his future.
Yeah, let me check it out.
I can't imagine he's doing that much better, even despite two wins over the weekend.
He's not doing worse. I mean, that you're starting to turn it around.
Well,
two wins. No, you're not giving him credit for two wins.
He's benching the superstar player, so I don't know how much better he's doing.
But they won. So, I mean, you bench the superstar player because you feel like you needed to.
Sure, but they haven't
given up a goal.
But they were
games.
Already winning with him. It's not like they were down a goalie, benched him, and the team lit up. I mean, they just held on to win 2-0.
But they held on, right?
They were
up 2-0. He sits him down because he didn't like the turnover, trying to protect the lead, didn't like how he was playing, got a little loose with the puck, as it were.
I wouldn't use that as like a big response and like, we're going to go win one for Monty. They held on 2-0. It's not like they got all fired up and won the game, at least in my estimation.
No. But when they – so the report comes out, or the scoop comes out, that he's on the super hot seat.
Yeah. Jacobs is rattled awake in Buffalo and paying attention to what's going on, which is rare.
But they basically laid down and died against Carolina.
Correct.
And you're like, oh my God, like this is over. Like, how is he even there?
Then they canceled practice the next day.
Yeah, so
Philly.
I'm like, that must be it. And since then, they've won back-to-back games. They've shut out both opponents. And you're like, all right, maybe this is something. Now, I think just the more games you play, the more sort of data we'll have on like how this turnaround really is going. I mean, they're 6-6-1. And this is a team that normally comes out of the gates a house of fire.
Under Montgomery,
like they don't
yes.
lose their sixth game until like Christmas.
Right.
They're usually insane in the regular season. So that hasn't happened. But you know, tonight in Toronto, I think is a pretty big game. Like what does it look like? I don't think they're gonna like win out after those reports, but like how do they play? How does Pastrnak specifically respond?
Add it to the list of big things going on today.
It's maybe the biggest.
It's maybe
NFL
the biggest
deadline.
Day. NFL trade deadline. We already did Tier Tuesday. We got our D'Angelo's subs, which are you done yours yet? You might be.
I started late. I have a bite left. I started a little late in the break. I still have one bite remaining.
I actually haven't cracked mine yet, but I'm very much looking forward to it.
Yep.
I had some waiver claims to get in. And then we have Tommy Tuesday at high noon.
Coming up.
So a lot going on, but you're right. Bruins and Leafs tonight. Huge game.
But like, how does Pastrnak specifically respond?
Well,
right?
and how does the team respond? Like, mm-hmm. they held on in that game. So you say he can't be doing much worse because they won two games. I get
mm-hmm.
that.
Mm-hmm.
He's also now, like, you know, in some ways at war with the star player who said the right thing.
He did.
Just like Brad Marchand. And this is to Monty's credit. Brad Marchand said the right thing after Montgomery shoved him. And Brad Marchand, for everyone to see, was tuning him out. Now he's benching Pastrnak, and Pastrnak's like, yep, had a bad turnover. I'm not going to be a distraction to the team, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. it still feels like a team that has checked out on their head coach, and we'll see tonight. They always beat the Leafs, right? They always
well, especially
beat
in the playoffs,
this team.
But yeah, they beat them once already this year, and maybe they'll beat them again.
So let's see. That'll be a good indication.
I do give Monty credit, though, for it. I feel like he's probably going down swinging. Yes.
100%. I think he's going down, which I also give him credit
Very well could be going down, but he says, you know, one way. So the guy he replaced basically lost his job because the players didn't like him and they thought he was mean. Mm-hmm. And so whether Cam Neely and Don Sweeney just saw that from the outside or spoke to the players themselves, like that's how that last coach got canned.
Yep.
So if Montgomery wants to save his job outside of wins is the most important thing, it would be, hopefully these guys maybe go to bat for me. So if Cam or Don says to Marchand and Pastrnak, like, hey, we might get rid of Jim, you're hoping that they're like, no, don't do that. But if you shove one of them and then bench the other one, like, you're like, I don't care what they say.
No,
like, I'm gonna go down. If they want to have a meeting with them, if they want to try to get me fired, so be it. But I'm going to do what I think is the best. We know he's going to jumble his lines all the time. That's something that he's always kind of done. But as far as, like, yanking playing time away from star player, that's a little bit different, and usually a coach on the hot seat might pamper and pause, like, whatever you want, oh, look the other way when he turns it over. But he's at least trying to make some moves and see if that, you know, changes the result, so I give him credit for that.
I mean, look, if they respond to this, they rip off a bunch of wins, then we'll circle this, and Montgomery's right. I have zero problem with him benching David Pastrnak, by the way. Zero problem with it. Bad turnover, you can bench a star player for a period, that's fine.
Yeah.
I don't think it's going to work out well for Montgomery, but I have no problem with it. Let's see. You start alienating these star players, they get you out. They did it with Bruce Cassidy. They did it with Claude. They'll do it with this guy. So I don't think it's going to end well for Montgomery, but I do give him credit for going down swinging, Keith. I'm with you on that. And let's see how they respond tonight against Toronto, because typically it's the team they beat in their sleep. Playoffs, regular season, doesn't matter. That's typically the way it goes down.
It's tough because they've played more games than some of the other teams, but right now, as of this second, I know it's insanely early, but just for the sake of where Monty is, like, they went from last place or tied for last place in the division. They've won two games in a row. They're currently a wild card team. And at 6-6-1, like, that's not a great start. I'm not saying, hey, look at you, but
look,
if they play a little bit better from here on out, they should be back where we expected them to be, which is the playoffs.
This is still a coach that the organization doesn't believe in. They didn't give him a contract, so they don't believe in him.
No.
You can say what you want, you can listen to their words, or you can pay attention to their actions. They don't believe in him as an organization. The Jacobs family, Cam, Don Sweeney, they don't believe in him. The players just tuned him out in Carolina. He called the whole team out. He shuffled the lines. They didn't respond.
Yeah.
So they've happened to win two games in a row. I think it's prolonging the inevitable. Maybe the Bruins were just waiting for a very, very busy Tuesday, the NFL trade deadline, to bury the news.
Yeah, madness.
But I don't think it's going to end well for them. So you can stay tuned for that.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly!